Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Good day to you all. This is Fifan. It's the Little Owl Picture podcast. Smaller than you thought. I hope you've had a great, great week. Bit of a weird one. Not even a weird. I don't think that's even the right word for me. Bit of a somber, sad couple of days. I know that you tune in. I don't even tune in anymore, do you? That's how old I am that I think you have to tune in like a radio. I'm sure you download for a bit of light relief from me. I don't think you get too many heavy things or information. But episode 26 kind of brings me to a sad time. A friend of mine, a comedian by the name of Eric Bamberg, passed away. He passed away at the age of 27. Now, it's a weird world, isn't it? It's a sad, and rest in peace to that dude. Wonderful little man, Hobbit-esque, and a very, very good comedian. And I say very, very good. He was on his way to get great. He could have been, you know, and it's always strange to talk in that kind of could have been or he was. Because it's incredibly sad. When you know, it's something that it happened very quickly. It was after a struggle with cancer. A lot of people didn't know. It was a massive, massive shock. But it does really, really make you think, you know. It really makes you kind of come out with all the cliches about life is too short and, you know, respect what you've got. Look after each other, you know. I'm not even sure if this is going to be such an entertaining podcast, to be honest. I feel sometimes that you have to I don't want to pour my heart out, but I just want to tell you how it feels. And we've all been there. We've all, I'm sure, lost someone. And, you know, I didn't spend 24 hours a day with Eric, but I had that connection. And I think as a comedian, you've sort of got that same thinking in life. You know, you could have had, you were told by many to get a normal job, get something, get like a, become a, you know, a trade person, an engineer, a carpenter. So if this making jokes thing doesn't work, you can always do that. And yet you're constantly told that. So there is a connection. I'm sure it's the same as, you know, doctors that meet up or truck drivers. You know, you have that same way of thinking, that same connection. So it was a total out of the blue, sad shock. And some people don't like talking about things like this, but I thought I'll use this podcast to just chat through it, you know. You hear about it on Facebook, which is a very, very strange way to be going down your timeline, and then all of a sudden something like this, like news like this, just goes, it's there, you know. And and you kind of, and me again, the fool that I am, the man that struggles with the svenska has to translate it. So there's a translation time. That's why I don't read my comedy reviews, you know. I don't really need to read them as such, because it means I have to translate them, you know. And it's one person's opinion. I'd rather listen to the people who are laughing. If everybody's sitting down and everybody's staring and people have got like cabbages and gurkha, and at the end of the performance where nobody's laughed, people are throwing gurkhas at me, I would probably look at the review of the show just to see what I'd done wrong, you know? What weirdness had occurred. So the translation, and you translate it, you know. And social media has its great things. Don't get me wrong. I love social media. I love it. I love the straight away, you know, news, the contact you can have with people, you know, who you haven't seen, or you can almost hunt them down and you know, not stalk them. You don't have to stalk them, but you can find out, you know, and if they've got, you know, like a closed profile, you probably can only see 5 photos, and you in your head you describe what their life is out of those 5 photos. If, you know, that's what a friend told me he did when looking for an ex-girlfriend one time. And when you hear things like, you know, the loss of David Bowie, it was Lemmy, Alan Rickman, you know, these people, you know, David Bowie is just on this timeline of just everybody writing things and then people getting angry. Oh, you didn't know him, or, oh, you're jumping on because he's passed away, you're jumping on the bandwagon. But when it's someone that's close, it's very strange. And he's 27, you know, and I'm going to be 44 in about a month's time. So it's really, really made me think. And do you know what? I don't care if this comes across as cheesy or it's just something I need to say. Just got to look after people and communicate with people, you know, and don't be a dick, you know, just be nice to other people. It rocked me a lot, this, you know. It's and as a comic as well, I've had this before where I've had bad news, you know, my uncle passed away, and I got the phone call about an hour before I was about to do a show. The best thing I could do, and I'm sure, you know, as cliches go, I'm sure that my uncle wanted me to do that, you know, that thing of, oh, that's what they wanted you. No, they wouldn't want it any other way. You know, it was really important to do the show, and you feel kind of almost inspired by that, by the energy, you know. So I did the show, and the funeral was when I was going to do some shows in China. So and again, the family were like, do you know what, you know, you need to go off and, you know, don't cancel the China thing, you know. Maybe they just don't like me. Maybe they didn't want me there. Who knows? But as a comedian, you're supposed to be this funny person, right? You're supposed to go on stage you know, I did a gig just after the 9/11 that night when the world was, you know, incredibly scared, you know, because they were like, well, if these asshole terrorists can do that, what, you know, and we've done we've done fucking awful things as well in other countries, you know, But it was that thing of like, wow, that was New York, you know. So we did the show. I remember being on stage, and it was almost a game of like, you can't say the word, don't say that word, or don't mention it. And there was really tense. And then someone, I think it was a comedian called Paul Foote, who's been through Svadia, who's done shows in Svadia, he got up and he mentioned it. And there was this massive relief of finally someone's talked about it. And I think he was like fifth or sixth on stage. By about the 10th, people were just doing full-on jokes about it. And people needed that, you know? People actually needed to laugh, you know? Although there is one story where someone went to a funeral and then they booked a comedy club as it was in Manchester. And it was a group of like 20 people who had been to a funeral, all dressed in black. And then they went to this comedy club to get cheered up. I think that doesn't work in my mind. I don't think you should do that. Because the comedian, they have a certain license to question and to ask why are you here, you know? And that can be very, very awkward. Especially when they kind of get angry and get kicked out, I heard. They got kicked out. So you might think you have weird jobs, and everybody looks at a comedian and thinks that is such a bizarre job. But when you're doing a show to a funeral party who then actually get kicked out for getting a bit angry, that's a weird day at the office. I don't care who you are, what you are, that's a weird day at the office. If you knew Eric, you'd know him to be a very nice, very warm guy. I had some fun times with him, and I will miss him very much, and I'll keep him in my heart, I think. I'll keep him in my mind, you know? There's also a cancer foundation. If you Google Eric Bamberg, I'm sure the link will come up, where you can give some money. So if you've got some spare coin, or you know, if you've got a 20, 30 krona or something like that, anything, just give, and hopefully we can get rid of this cancer fuck, you know. What else has been happening? Kids still not well. I've got the littlest one now at home. She did possibly the biggest shit I've ever seen a child do, ever. Actually, even a hobbit. I think even if Bilbo Baggins had done this, I think he would have gone to...
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Mordor Emergency Hospital. Incredible scenes. So she's been entertaining that way. I've got to take them to a kids party, a Barn Friggin Kalas, Barnikalasi. I've got to go take them to one on Sunday. My wife will be away. She'll be in Luleå, which is always a good thing to do. When a Barn Kalas is on the way, get out of town. Now, she's going up. This is a really strange way of thinking, because I do so much travelling. My wife is going up on a night train, okay, which I think takes 15 hours, 16 hours, Stockholm to Luleå. Might be wrong, but let's go with that. It's a long time, anyway. It's a long time. So they will be doing that. But I said, why don't you fly? It takes an hour. She said, no, I think it would be nice to be on one of those night trains. I've never done it. And I really, really think when you've got the option of the flight, I think take the flight. Maybe it's not good for the environment, is it? Maybe my wife is a deeper thinker than me. I'm pretty sure she is, actually. I think it's when I've done so much travelling. If you hear that noise, that's my asthma inhaler. It's me operating the asthma inhaler. It's not my asthma inhaler just kind of clicking randomly. I struggle. Every now and again, you might hear my voice go kind of a bit deep breathy. This is not a L Picture 6 phone chat line. It is my asthma. Sorry to, I was going to say take away the romance, but I don't think there's that much romance in a 6 phone chat line, is there? Who knows? Maybe people have found romance. Maybe that's one of the great stories of life. Who knows? You know? But it would be a very strange coupling, a very strange romance to explain to your grandchildren in 20, 30 years when you say, yeah, how did you meet? Well, your grandma has a bit of a voice. Yeah. So I would ring her up most nights and pay for that, and then we ended up going to Pizza Hut. Okay, that's a beautiful story, Granddad. Thank you, grandson. Yeah, so she's going all the way up there, and she, oh yeah, asthma. Got asthma, so I apologize if it gets a bit breathy. I had asthma all my life, struggled with it, but also used it for my gain sometimes at school. We'd have to go on a 12-minute run, which I probably don't have to explain, but I will. We had to run for 12 minutes. And what did we do? I'd sort of pull out like four minutes in. Bit of asthma. Wasn't really, just unfit. I think a lot of asthmatics use the unfit button. So I played football, I had asthma there, I'd stay around a few friends, I got asthma. Asthma is, it's a really weird one because it's hard to explain, because people go, why can't you, you know, if you lose your medicine as well, if you lose your medicine. And also, another thing with asthma, if you have a medicine inhaler, right, the asthma inhaler, if you have it in your pocket and you lie on a pocket, you lie down, one of the fiercest, hardest injuries known to humankind. It can really hurt. It's like stepping on Lego, basically. It's like, it's brutal. I'm surprised armies don't use it as torture. You know, if you're not going to talk, you're not going to speak to me, put the asthma inhaler in your pocket. And now, lie down. Oh, I tell you everything. The treasure? The guns are in the tree. So, yes. So, I've had asthma. And I think it finished my football career. I could have been a world beater. No, I don't think I could. I was a good... I say I am. I'm 43. I don't think there's any way anybody, any professional, semi-professional, amateur, even amateur team is going to call me up and say, do you know what? You're the person we need. How much money do you want? But China seems to be the place to play football now. China, massive contracts. Like 2 million kroner a week. Is that true? 2 million kroner a week for some players. And we still have people without food in the world. And someone that kicks a football, a round ball around, gets 2 million kroner a week. Wowza. And that's from a football fan. I'm a massive football fan. But the world's a bit weird. It's like that thing where 66 million people own half of the world. What the fuck are we doing? We need to sort that out. Or I need to join the 66, make it 67. So my wife goes to Luleå on a night train. She thinks it's going to be quite romantic. I think it is not romantic in that sense, but in a kind of beautiful way to travel. I will tell you this. That is a mofo journey. That is a long, long way. So you need to... you need to be charged up computer wise and booked up, and everything has to, it's a long time, and it's just like, that's the sound of the train. Normally it's, the funny thing is that after a while, when you get tired, you just kind of, the train's just moving, but you don't actually, on those night trains, it could, the journey, if you did it, could probably take like 4 hours. But for some reason, on these night trains, it takes like 14 hours. They just go, I think they go around in circles, and I think they go off, they leave Stockholm, but then they go left to like Norway, and they go around Oslo and then up or something. It's like, I don't know what they do, but it takes ages. So hopefully that's good, but I'll be a Bankalas. That's gonna be exciting. And that's gonna be very strange. Tonight, if you're listening to this on Tuesday, the 22nd, is it the 22nd, or are we're talking 23rd, okay, Tisdag, 23rd of Feb, I'm in Lund, I'm doing a gig in Lund, so if you go to alpitcher.com, you'll find all the information. Tomorrow in Malmo, I'm doing Babel, I suppose it's label, isn't it, with a B, so it's Babel. I'm doing a show there for Oslipat. That's on Wednesday, the 24th. And then this Saturday, the 27th, I am doing a show at Norrebrunn. That's always a brilliant, brilliant comedy night. So if you're in Stockholm, 27th, come to that. If you're not in Stockholm, and you're going to be in Stockholm in April, 15th and 16th, I am recording my show. Don't forget this, folks. I am recording my show April 15th, 16th at Reval. All the tickets, all the information, all my life, all my bank card details, all my measurements, including the one of my feet, are on alpitcher.com. This is going to be short because I hope I haven't bummed you out. I hope I haven't made this too depressing. I hope it's been okay. I hope you've got something out of it. I hope that you have moments where you take a moment. I hope you have moments to take a moment to take a moment. If you think about that, that actually makes sense, okay? I hope you get a moment to take a moment to think about a moment, okay? Basically, think about something, do something, and be something. This is one of the most inspirational endings to this podcast. To my friend Eric Bamberg, I will miss you, and you have inspired me in a way to keep making people laugh. And I know that this podcast hasn't been full of joy, but it's been an honest one. So thank you for listening to it. I'll be back next week of fun tales. If not, get in touch with me on Facebook. Follow me on Facebook. Easy way to get the podcast, I know you've got the podcast, is to download the Acast app. You download the Acast app. You go to the App Store, you download the Acast app. Why am I saying things like four times? I don't know. Why are you? Ooh, the voice is in my head. Do that. Come to a show. April 15th and 16th. They're my two of my biggest shows I've done in a very, very long time. A live recording of the best jokes, stories, anecdotes, moments that I've ever done in Sverige. So please, 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 if you can't make it, tell someone to come along. Have a representative of your friendship there. Have a brilliant, brilliant week. I know it's only Tuesday. The weekend seems far away, but I think it is payday this week. It's payday, isn't it? It is, Alan. Alan, that's my real name, Alan. Although I've got a train ticket that I'm going to Lund and Malmo today. I'm not going to two places. I'm going to Lund and then I'm staying in Malmo. Which is Albert Pitcher. That's not my name. Say my name, say my name. So, thank you. Thanks for listening. I really, really appreciate that you listen. I know I don't get instant feedback from you, but every now and again a little Facebook message pops up and says, "Hey man, really enjoy your podcast." And then I look at it and it's not for me and I have to forward it on to a friend. But no, the feedback is amazing. And the people that enjoy my comedy, the people that listen, the people that come and laugh at my shows, fucking rock. You're the best. Thank you so much. Hej då.